A monument to Daria Dugina has been unveiled in the Moscow region on the third anniversary of her death. The journalist and daughter of political philosopher Alexander Dugin was killed on August the 20th, 2022, after the car she was travelling in exploded. According to Russian intelligence, the Ukrainian special services were behind the assassination.
Well, you join me here just outside Moscow at Zakharova Park, which is not very far to the place 3 years ago where young Russian philosopher, poet, journalist, activist Daria Dugina was brutally murdered. She was killed in a car bomb, completely unarmed, no way to defend herself, and she died alone, very, very tragically, at the hands of Ukrainian state-sponsored terrorists.
There's no one sorrow, no one word was said by the Kyiv regime, by this person, Zelensky, who now in Washington plays a role of good guy, who is just sending an envelope from his wife to the wife of President Trump because of children that he really sorrow, and he, you know, he almost crying because of them. And he commanded to kill a young woman, journalist, with no arms, not at the front line. So this person, he's criminal, he's military criminal, he's terrorist.
Now, here today, a beautiful statue has been unveiled. The great and the good of Russian society have come to pay tribute to this woman who has come to define a younger generation that is connected with the struggle against the fascist regime in Kyiv and what they have done in Donbass. And what they continue to do to innocent civilians across the long front line. She's remembered here now forever, forever young.
Today, Dasha is a symbol, an image. She is already more than just a person. She is that energy, that gravity, which brings together a vast number of passionate minds, young people, adults, people of all ages. She has inscribed herself, her code, into the genotype of the Russian people, and there she will remain forever. Our task is to carry this memory, first and foremost, and secondly, to be inspired by her spiritual strength, because she often said that we must transcend the physical body through spirituality.
And it's been a remarkable day, very emotional, very somber, but also a mood of celebration that she will always be remembered here. For anyone to come and see and spend a moment to reflect on this young, extraordinary life. Shea Bowes for RT at Zakharova Park outside Moscow.